Hi there, welcome to the Kenny L podcast. I've got a little bit of a cold, so you'll have to excuse my voice at the moment. I'm going to keep the speaking to a minimum, but I'm going to start with Kiln, who are an experimental electronic group from Michigan. This is from the album originally released in 1998, although it's been remastered last year, and this is Sienna.
Thank you. mae mwthyn gadar a
was Nienbach from Wales, a band I know very little about, actually. I found them on MySpace. I don't think they're signed. The track was Pontypridd. And before that, we had Kiln with Sienna. The next group I'm going to play is, again, from Norway, Camilla Granlien Band, with their new CD called Jarnetter. The lyrics from this album are, well, they're folk songs with lyrics by two poets, Norwegian poets, Tor Johnson and Olav Okrust. They were drawn inspiration from traditional music and rural life in Norway in the late 19th and early 20th century, and the poems are set to traditional tunes. And this is Ei Nakkigrein.
Ei Nakkigrein med blodrøvbær og ei som bladrik brømmer på hver sin måte fagre er for den som kjærleg dømer.
Ofte råner hun,
That was One for the Road, Storm Clouds, by Marco Beltrami from the soundtrack 310 to Yuma, which is one of three film score pieces I'll be playing on this podcast, this episode. And before that was Ai Naki Gaina from Camilla Granlien Band. I actually was trying to find the soundtrack to I Am Dina from Beltrami, which is the link with Camilla Granlien Band, because it is I Am Dina is a Danish film, and it's about a Norwegian cellist, and apparently there's some folk music that's been intertwined into the soundtrack. I'm going to get my hands on that, and I will play it when I find it for you. The next one I'm going to play is from Burial, which is an anonymous dubstep producer, I think possibly based in South London, possibly Brixton, Peckham, I'm not sure, down our way here. And this is from the album Untrue, called Endorphin.
Thank you.
That was Over the Pond from a group called The Album Leaf, which is actually a solo project of James Laval, who is from the late 90s post-rock instrumental band Tristezza. The Album Leaf are on Sub Pop, and that track's from their 2004 album In a Safe Place. The Album Leaf project has been described as rough warmth, which I think is very suitable, and you can definitely hear their guests, members of Sigur Rós and Amina on that one, and I believe that was recorded in the same studio in Iceland that those two groups use as well. And before that was Endorphin from Burial. And I'm going to move on to the Kitka Women's Vocal Ensemble. They're from California. They've appeared on soundtracks such as Queen of the Damned, Braveheart, and Jacob's Ladder. And this track's called Wave.
Sure.
That was Janin's Si Pane Sete, which is a traditional Albanian folk song about the slaughter of the Albanians in their own land at the hands of the Turks, or possibly the Greeks, I'm not sure. And that was performed by Vranisht from their album Kenge Polyphonic Lab Albania. And if you listen closely, you can hear the polyphony and the drone and the vocal tricks that they played, which is very specific to Albanian folk music. And before that was Kitka with Wave, which is a work by Ukrainian composer Mariana Sadovska from the Usalka cycle, Songs Between the Worlds. I'm going to move on to the soundtracks I was speaking about earlier. First, I'm going to start with Johnny Greenwood of Radiohead. There's a BAFTA-nominated score for There Will Be Blood. He's missed out on an Oscar nomination for this, as apparently it doesn't qualify due to the fact that it wasn't entirely composed specifically for the film, but I think he's done well to get the BAFTA nomination, and I doubt that it will do any damage to his career not having an American award such as an Oscar. This is Open Spaces.
Thank you.
That was Falling from the soundtrack The Assassination of Jesse James by Nick Cave and Warren Ellis. And before that was Open Spaces from Johnny Greenwood's soundtrack to There Will Be Blood. I'm going to leave you with a band that I've recently discovered. This is a MySpace discovery, and it's all very exciting when this happens. It's Jerry Mitchell and Little Sparta. They're based in London. And I think I'm going to have to bring you an interview of them, but I will definitely be playing more of their music. So I'm going to play a track from them called The Empress, and then I'll leave you with Emily from Uni and her ukulele. She's from California, I believe. She'll be in Europe in the spring, so if you could check her MySpace, all the details are on the Podomatic page, all the listings, track listings, and that is an excellent, uplifting little ditty that I love very much, and I like to sing along to it. So, until next time, here's Jerry Mitchell and Little Sparta.
Human torture. Just one whiff.
Nothing can define her, only that I line her. Nothing can define her, only that I line her.
The pearl of pity, things that horrify and disgust.
It's better not to say outside my parameters.
Oh, be my lover.
Her loathing won't have a map.
Low chemical castrato.
The Empress sends separation. The trees are clad in shade.
Blind and dumb, be my lover.
Clock.
Don't be stingy.
The Empire's clock.
To love the stink of heaven.
The strongest liquor leaves no
Texas chemical castrato harp.
The ghost on the gold trip.
Christmas.
Drip, drip, Empress clock. The ghost on.